I always say it in life, it's not what you know, but who you know. And because you know us, we're happy to be connected to a guy with not one, but two PhDs. We've been friends with the family for over 25 years. His dad was
a mentor.
That's
a quarter of a century.
Quarter of a century, which means that we're a quarter of a century older than when we met today's guest. His father was a mentor of ours for years when we were first married. And he was a peer that took a different path than us with getting two PhDs, which is twice as many as anybody else in the show has today. Dr. Kirk Elliott.
Yay!
Hey, David and Stacey, I'm so glad that our paths crossed like 26 years ago.
Unbelievable. We are too.
Wait, hey, it's just amazing.
You never know who you know. Like, there's people that went to probably, you know, middle school or whatever in high school, hung out with like Patrick Mahomes, and they didn't really think much of it and stuff like that. And they're like, oh, dang, he's really good at throwing the football. You know, I knew he was on a baseball team and he was better, you know, than most, but it's like, wow, he really, that's how we feel with you, you know, because in this time,
you're a rock star.
Nobody could be more prepared for what's going on in the world with you. You got a PhD in theology. You understand what is God doing in the midst of all of this, and then a PhD in understanding how the central banks and finance work, and what are the globalists doing to impact us personally. You have both those lenses on every news article, every chart, every diagram, everything comes out. You see both at the same time. I can't imagine somebody be more prepared for today than you.
Well, you know, back in the day when I had long hair that was down to my shoulder blades, you think, what is this hippie guy? He never gets out of school.
We made those comments.
We're so glad.
That's like most of my colleagues that were in grad school and my PhD programs. That was their story. They didn't want to enter real life, but I had a mission. I wanted to learn how the enemy thought, right? Because it was very high quality education, but it was opposite of what I learned to believe is true, right? I mean, most of the grad school that I went to, I mean, very selective, very upper echelon. Condoleezza Rice went there, Madeleine Albright went there, a lot of the Clinton advisors went there, right? And this is where I learned from. It's like,
deep state.
You got to learn what the enemy is thinking.
Yeah.
Right? So this is where I learned my central bank policy and to understand the world that we're living in, right? Because once you understand it, it's not a scary thing because you know how to navigate through it, right?
Love
So anyways, 27 years later, no longer hair down to my shoulder blades. We cleaned it up a little bit on purpose. So anyway, so markets are reeling, right? So it was not earlier this week, but last week we talked about how the bogus numbers, the GDP numbers were at 3.2% when inflation was 7.1%. It's like, this is wrong. Mm-hmm. In GDP, when gross domestic product is a measure of what everybody's buying and inflation's at 7.1%, GDP should be at 7.1%.
Right.
But it's not. It's at 3.2, which tells us that the economy has actually shrunk by 50%. I mean, this is not good, right? And so as you see that, you see markets starting to reel, not just here, but globally. Because what happens in America when we are still the consumption engine of the world will impact places across the globe. For example, in England, look at this headline. The Bank of England calls for urgent global action after near collapse of UK pension funds. So we covered this story a couple months ago, or maybe a month and a half ago. However, what we didn't know is what just came out, which was, they were within 2 days of pensions, everybody in the United Kingdom losing their retirements completely. And so the Bank of England had to intervene and they started buying all these long bonds, these long-term bonds. And when they started doing stuff like that, what did it do? It caused a free fall in the markets because people knew that the Bank of England was doing it. It wasn't real. And so all of a sudden, their asset value was lower than the liabilities, right? And there was a sell-off and the pensions almost went belly up. So now what the Bank of England is calling for is global action to make sure that this kind of stuff never happens again. It's like, okay, that's a silly, dumb thing to say, because how do you ensure that things like this don't happen again? Don't have some kind of a bailout committee that say, okay, when we when we keep making these same dumb mistakes, you can just bail us out. That's what they're asking for. You have to change your ways, right? You have to stop printing money. You have to stop spending money that you don't have. You have to stop raising taxes to try to generate revenue, because that's going to put a pinch on people's spending ability. See, they're doing it all wrong. However, I think that there's something behind that statement, and that is we need global intervention to help this from not happening again. Oh, it just so happens that 90% of all the central banks around the globe are going towards central bank digital currency, right? That is the
how convenient the
on a shiny white horse that's going to come in to save the day. You know, that's how they're going to message it, right? It's like some of this stuff doesn't just happen by coincidence, right? So, so we know that Bank of England and the pensions in England were failing because of bad management, because of fiscal mismanagement. But what we didn't know is their proposed outcome, right? And that is, we got to change something. We need global intervention to fix this problem, because it's a big problem. And so now people are going to be accustomed to something bigger than a national sovereignty coming in to help save the day, right? Mm-hmm. So these things are happening right underneath our nose. There was another article that I wanted to look at too, which is also pointing towards what we're seeing. So if you could show the next one. Okay. So this one actually points towards more devastation of the U.S. economy, which they're going to then have to come somehow save the day, right? So so the Fed is projecting raising its rates as high as 5.1%. Well, 5.1% is an average. They're expecting in 2023 the federal funds rate to hit 5.25%. So that's another point higher than where we are right now, which is already at critical mass. See, so now when you add another percent, when most of America is living at the margin, can't make ends meet, they're 1 to 2 missed paychecks away from bankruptcy. When you raise rates another percent, so if you raise rates 1% from right at around 4, that's a 25% increase in the rate, right? So people are going to be squeezed out of even living, right? Because they're not going to be able to afford anything. So this is what's coming up in 2023, according to the Fed.
Right.
According to the Fed, they're going to raise rates. These are not my projections. This is what they are saying that they're going to need to do. But you have to couple that with what they said last week, which was, hey, we might be saying that we're going to raise rates to 5.25%. That's our target. Mm-hmm. But our target was 4.6% prior to last week. So they keep raising it. But last week they said they're just going to keep raising rates until inflation dies. So I don't think even 5.25% is a legit number. I think they're just going to keep raising it until it
dies. They have promised that they will raise it as much as it takes. There is no limit. I mean, they've promised that. Powell's promised that. They'll raise it. There's no end to it until they stop inflation.
At least 4 times he's promised that. It's not just a passive, whoops, I didn't mean to say that one.
Right.
No. He said it like 4 times, which means it's planned, it's premeditated. They know what's coming. See, when they know what's coming, they can actually project better and bring things in to help save the day, right? This is where I believe central bank digital currencies are coming. And so it kind of reminds me of my speech. Like I give a motivational message to my team every week. And what I'm going to talk about today during this Christmas season is, you know, there's a saying that seeing is believing, right? I think that's totally backwards. I think you have to believe to see.
Amen. Yeah.
Because when you believe something is going to happen, you see the best, or you expect the worst if you believe the worst. Right. So, so as they start projecting things, they're believing a future world is going to look like this globalist utopian, you know, communist type superstructure. Right.
Right.
So when they believe that that's going to happen, when things start to happen, it's like, of course it did. We believed it was going to happen. We made it happen. Right. So rather than just waiting without, it's just like, okay, you see things happen. Well, it's like, oh, that surprised me. It's like, no, when you believe something to be true, whether it's faith, whether it's, you know, we could go down this road a lot. You can make your future. They are trying to make their future, right? So, so let's look at this next little article about Venmo. It's like, how are these things even related, right? So the IRS is telling people to wait to file their tax return in 2023. Why? This is not me saying this. This is the IRS.
Okay, how come?
Yeah, there's a form 1099-K that people are going to have to get for anybody that has over $600 that came in from Venmo or PayPal or things like that. They now have to file that. So what is that? This is Big Brother, right? This is private transactions between family members. If it's more than $600, now you're going to get a 1099-K from PayPal or Venmo or Apple Wallet or whatever, right? So here's where I see this coming too. So why make this a tax filing nightmare, right? You've got to wait for your 1099-Ks. Oh, central bank digital currency, we can fix it because everything's going to be transparent anyways, right? You're going to get rid of some of these dumb forms. Everything is going to be there.
It'll be so much easier.
Of course, it's convenient.
See, when I see stuff like this, when I see stuff like the almost purposeful destruction of the economy, when you see statements like we need global intervention so we can, this doesn't happen again, when it's like, don't put a band-aid on it, just fix your ways, for crying out loud. When you start to add all of this up, it's so easy to see, right? Believing, you believe in something and then you see it, right? I believe they are trying to destroy the global economy. I believe that these are all in place to bring forth a central bank digital currency, which gets rid of all of our privacy and freedom, right? So as you start to connect some of these dots, it's easy to see. So what do we do, right?
Right.
What we do is what we talked about on our last show, invest into something that's tangible, like gold or silver, but silver, it's a get out of the system, kind of a safe haven investment that is actually exploding in value. Right. Like what we talked about on the last show, it's up 38% on average over the last almost 3 years. Right. It was $11.91 an ounce in 2020. It was $17.97 in August of this year. I mean, we're averaging these massive growth rates because people are losing faith and confidence in the system.
Yep.
Yes.
We've got inflationary pressures. Inventories are coming down. This is where we, as wise and prudent investors and stewards of what God has given us, we allocate accordingly, minimize our risk, maximize our return, get out of the path of this hurricane, and keep a smile on our face.
That is so good. So if you're listening, you go to flyovergold.com. Colton was on there earlier. You just scroll down, and at the bottom, there's a place to fill out your information. When you do that, someone from Dr. Kirk's team will get a hold of you to set up a free consultation. It doesn't cost you anything to get your questions answered, to find out where you are, what you need to do to be able to protect yourself. You can also call 720-605-3900. Don't wait. Do it today. Dr. Kirk, thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate it. Are you having a hard time sleeping at night thinking, what are you going to do about your finances?
If you went back to 1920 and you had a $20 bill and you had 1 ounce of gold, you could go into a men's clothing store and you could buy an entire suit, the jacket, shoes, pants, belt, everything. Today, what would that $20 bill buy you? You couldn't buy a handkerchief for the $20 bill, but that 1 ounce of gold would still buy you, even today, it would buy you an entire men's suit, shoes, belt, pants, jacket, everything. That's the difference. But today, that change is happening faster than ever.
And we know a guy by the name of Dr. Kirk Elliott that we've known for over 25 years. He has two PhDs.
This is who we're actually using. This is who our friends and family are using. And he's a guy we trust completely. And in today's era, you need somebody you trust. So go to flyovergold.com and learn how to protect yourself against an inflating dollar.
For more great content, go to flyoverconservatives.com.